Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome back in 3HL, live from Radio Row, SEC Media Days, Hoover, Alabama, the Wyndham Hotel. Joined now by another young man from the Vandy group, Kalijah Lipscomb, the wide receiver, one of the big three. Y'all like this big three, you and Key and Pink? You like the big three moniker because it's stuck, man.
Is it sticking, really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, it's everywhere.
Oh.
It's the big three. I mean, Coach was three, like, dude. Who you taking in media day? The big three.
The big three.
Oh, no. I mean, it's cool. It's fun because, you know, it's cool to be in that position where people look at you like that. I think Keyshawn's the biggest fan of it.
hey, he had the swag today. Yeah, huh? You all look good, but he went big time.
Yeah, he definitely came to play. But yeah, I mean, it's cool. I think as long as we use it as a tool, you know, to get better, and I don't think any of us are using it as like, you know, I'm a part of the big three. That's not really our thing.
Yeah.
Use it as a tool to drive the program forward.
It's cool. Interesting in this league, you can get humbled real quick, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, as soon as you might start to believe anything, there's somebody across the line of scrimmage from you who wants to prove to you that it's not true real quick.
Absolutely. That's what's good about, you know, the SEC, because they week in and week out, you play against guys that are hungry to take whatever accolades you have away from you.
Right.
And you gotta week in and week out, you have to show that you're worthy of those, of that attention and those accolades. So
Kalijah Lipscomb with us on 3HL. Sorry, Don. I thought it was interesting. Pretty much right after the season concluded, you announced that you were coming back. And I found that interesting because Shurmur, your quarterback, was leaving. And what went into that decision? Why was that such an easy thing for you?
So for me, I made a deal with my parents, really, that if I hit certain marks, I would consider leaving. And I didn't hit those marks. So, you know, first and foremost, I'm a man of my word. So that was kind of the big thing.
You caught 87 passes. What were those marks?
Was it 100?
You led the SEC in receptions. That's some pretty good marks.
Yeah. What kind of marks are you talking?
And I'll be honest. It was less about the stats and more about, you know, where people were saying I was going to go draft wise.
Okay. Gotcha.
You know, and the stats contributed to that. So, you know, 87 is cool. That's a lot. I try to hit like around 110 this year. That's kind of my goal.
Okay.
And, you know, 987 yards is cool. It's a lot. But I want to hit like 1,300. Mm. And, you know, 9 touchdowns, 10 overall, but 9 receiving touchdowns is cool. It's a lot. But I want to hit like 14. I'm chasing that record. So, you know, and other than that, I felt like I still had unfinished business as far as my name and legacy and Vandy's, you know, history goes. Hadn't been all SEC first team yet, so I wanted to do that. Trying to, you know, if I put together a nice enough campaign, hit an All-American mark, you know, and then, you know, leave is in that argument of one of the best, you know, Vanderbilt receivers of all time. You know, we got Jordan Matthews holding that torch right now, and I've talked to him recently. He supported me, and, you know, and shout out to him because he's always giving back to, you know, us.
That's a great guy right there,
yeah.
Jordan
sure.
Matthews.
Stand you pick guy. His brain? I mean, do you ask him any advice?
I haven't asked him any advice just because, you know, I don't know. I've been kind of learning as I go on my own.
Yeah.
But I know, you know, I trust that if I were to go to him, he would be there in support of me.
Yeah.
He texted me yesterday, you know, before we came down. It was telling me what and how big this platform could be as far as, you know, getting my personality out there and kind of showing people who I am and, you know, what I'm about, and just more on the professional and life side of things. And I look at him, you know, he's a great receiver, and, you know, he's one of the staples of our program, but at the same time, he's a great person. So, you know, he's trying to share that wisdom with me, and I'm appreciative of it.
So let's go down that path and that road then about you personally. We know what you could do on the football field. Let's let Nashville know who Kalijah Lipscomb is. I want to start with maybe the pin that you're wearing. on your suit, and it says, what is it, St. Bernard Development.
Yep, St. Bernard Development Project. So if you're not familiar, you know, what people call them, the projects, but, you know, it's basically an experiment of putting people in a concise neighborhood and seeing how they react, mostly African-American people. And, you know, this is where my dad was born. My grandmother stayed on one of the main streets in the project, or the front street. And that's where I spent a lot of my time up until Katrina hit. It's in the 7th Ward of New Orleans, Louisiana. And my mother and her mother's house was maybe 5 minutes away. So in that area was kind of where, you know, I spent the first 7 years of my life up until, you know, Katrina came and did what it did. So, you know, this pen just really represents my roots, you know, where I'm from and my family, and, you know, and how they've impacted me.
So what happened with your family after Katrina?
So I was living with my mom at the time. We went to Houston for maybe a year.
Yeah.
I came back. When we came back to New Orleans, we lived in the hotel for a while.
Yeah.
Until we moved into the West Bank, and I started my journey, you know, here to where I am today. Started second grade at Stewart Hall School for Boys. Shout out to the Knights, and then went to Jesuit, and then now here I am.
How does that shape you? Because you're a little kid, you're supposed to be playing and running around, riding your bike. You're not supposed to have a hurricane displace you to a whole other state, a whole other city.
Surviving.
How does that shape you, just being a survivor?
I think it shaped me in a lot of ways. And you know, some – I didn't really understand it until I got older, you know, the impact it's had. But, you know, one big thing is, you know, people talk about having childhood friends, the people that they've known, maybe the friends of your parents, you know, the children of your parents' friends.
Right.
Growing up the whole time and going to kindergarten with – I don't have any people like that. You know, I have some guys that I played ball with, you know, when I was like eight and up. But at the same time, my closest friends to this day are people – are the guys I met in high school. And then now the guys I'm creating relationships with in college, and they'll be my guys forever. But – like, I don't really have any of those, you know, from since kindergarten friends that I can say, you know, I've been knowing my whole life.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. But, you know, as bad as Katrina was, I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And it's safe to say I probably wouldn't be here at Vanderbilt if Katrina didn't happen. I wouldn't have gone to the elementary school I went to after Katrina, most likely, which means I wouldn't have gone to my high school, which means I probably wouldn't have gotten recruited by Vandy.
Wow.
So, you know, you take the good with the bad.
So what did it mean to you to sign with Vanderbilt? I mean, that had to be a moment where you thought about all of those things that have happened to you to lead you to this awesome opportunity.
You know, when I signed, I'm 18 at the time. I'll be honest with you, I didn't think about any of that.
Really?
I didn't think about any of it because at the time it's like, man, I got an offer from SEC school.
Yes.
They weren't my first – Arkansas was my first SEC offer. But when I got the offer, it kind of confirmed, at least in my opinion, that I was worthy of playing SEC football. And then, you know, just, you know, parents love the academics. Everybody, parents love school for some reason, you know, which I understand. But, you know, my parents fell in love with the academic side of it, you know, and the weight that the degree would hold.
Because they're thinking if football doesn't work.
You know, they're thinking about the football.
That
at that point,
Vandy.
I wasn't a huge recruit. I wasn't top 300 coming out of high school.
Yeah.
So no one's thinking like, oh, you're about to go to Vandy, rip it up, and go to the league.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're thinking, go to Vandy and say you play football and
get a great education.
You know what I mean? Move on. So here I am, you know, 5 years later, you know, with the opportunity I have, and my parents are still like, get that degree.
That's
and
right.
I'm trying to tell, like, yeah, that's cool, but you know I'm trying to do this other thing, you know? So it's cool.
Hey, you can do both, right?
Elijah proof. Lipscomb, Vandy receiver, our guest. You talked a lot about personal goals. You guys have been to bowl games. What would it mean for you to finish this year with that glitter coming down, you know, that confetti, winning a bowl game?
No, that's the goal. I think that's the next step in our program, not just getting to a bowl, but winning that bowl game. And, of course, you have to take that one day at a time, one game at a time. But, you know, we see – I think we have expectations for what we can do. It's just about, you know, attacking every day with those same expectations and intentions.
4 in a row against Tennessee, is that a goal?
That's definitely a goal. That's definitely a goal. And you know, I don't want to, you know, get on here and belittle Tennessee. They strap up and strap their hammers and put on their pants just like we do, and we'll see them in November. But 3-0 holds a lot of weight in my eyes. You know?
All right, on the way out, we waited till the very end of this conversation to ask you about the quarterback battle and who's going to be throwing you these balls so you can hit that, you know, 1,200, 1,300-yard mark.
I honestly cannot say who's going to be throwing the ball. I can say whoever's throwing the ball is going to be worthy of handling that mantle and taking that torch from Kyle. I'm going to be fully behind who it is, whether it's Riley or Deuce or whoever else. And that's still an ongoing battle. Whoever our coaches pick is someone, you know, who they believe can do the job and, you know, who's going to lead us in the battle.
Riley hasn't been there. You know Deuce well. Yeah. Riley hasn't been there that long. So from a relationship standpoint, how has that developed with him and through spring? You guys picked things up. I know you didn't do a ton in the spring, obviously, but I kind of let us in on that relationship with Riley Neal.
Riley's a cool dude. And when he came in, I think Riley understood that there were some things in place that he could possibly, you know, take control of as far as the offense goes. But I think he also understood that it was going to be a process of just, you know, getting into the culture, you know, finding out, you know, and knowing and getting comfortable with guys. But I think he's done a good job, you know, meshing with everybody. And I haven't heard anybody say anything negative about Riley. He's a quiet, reserved dude, but he's also fun, you know, fun to be around. And he knows what he's doing. He's had a lot of experience at Ball State. And like I said, if he's the guy on day one, I firmly believe that he can get the job done and I'll be fully behind him.
There it is, Kalijah Lipscomb, and we believe one thing. Whoever's throwing it to him, you're going to catch him and do something with it, man.
Do my best.
Always great watching you play, and thanks for the visit today.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Kalijah Lipscomb, Vanderbilt, looking for a big season. We'll be back with more 3HL right after this.